protein, protein. Build some muscles. All these dishes have protein in them. But before we get into the details, how much protein does a little one really need?
A lot less than people think.
Okay.
Yeah, so 1 to 3 year old is about 13 grams of protein at minimum. A 4 to 8 year old is 19 grams at minimum. It's okay if they get a lot more than that. Most kids do get a lot more than that. But parents think that their kids need tons of protein and they have to pack tons of protein into everything they eat. We just recommend a protein source with every meal that you serve.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be meat-based. That's what people forget. So
this one is, though.
This one is,
if you want to set parents' minds at ease about the protein, this is a chicken salad.
Chicken salad. And again, a lot of kids might not love sandwiches, but they might eat a chicken salad with some crackers. So it's kind of a scoop situation.
What about tuna? Is there an alternative to the chicken?
Yeah, some people do tuna salad or egg salad. But you can also even just put some, you know, beans, like just some canned beans in there.
And you snuck some greens into the chicken salad?
Yeah, I mean, scallions might be a no for some kids, but it doesn't have to be homemade. A lot of parents think that they have to make something really fancy. This might just be the chicken salad that you get at the store.
But it is amazing, though, sometimes if they see one green thing in there, they'll be like, I don't want it.
I know. We just tell our clients, like, if they want to pick it out, it's okay. Like, even if they're touching it, it's still a win.
Yeah.
So
these are banana sun butter roll-ups.
Yes, absolutely. And you can do this with any kind of, like, nut butter, seed butter that you can have at your school. But essentially, you take a tortilla, you put a banana in it, or first you put down the nut butter, and then you roll the banana around in the tortilla, and it's super cute and fun. It's kind of like a little alternative to a sushi roll. They're super good.
They look amazing.
And just don't forget that a nut or seed butter also has protein in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be super high in protein, but it does have some protein. You're also going to get some protein here from the edamame.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like the edamame and like sweet green,
like,
sweet peas.
Little snow peas.
Snow peas, that's right.
Yeah, and so we're just kind of showing different ways to eat vegetables and enjoy them. And if you want to add a dip too, that can help with vegetables. But these are little finger foods that kids tend to like.
It's really cool. And I have the very same lunchbox at home.
See, there you go.
So this is going back to kind of the deconstructed idea.
Yes.
This is a pizza, but not yet a pizza.
Like a non-pizza. So you would just use naan bread. We have a little sauce here. You would have a lid on this if you were, you know, serving it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that would fly everywhere. But then you would have whatever pizza toppings you like. Cheese, maybe pepperoni, maybe olives, whatever you would normally put on your pizza. And your kid can construct it at school, or they can eat all the components separate if they don't like it together. And then we add our fruit, we add our vegetable. We kind of have two vegetables here with the carrots and the sauce. Yes, I count the sauce as a vegetable.
Yeah, sure.
And so it's fun, and it's a way for kids to enjoy something familiar and just a little bit of a different presentation.
Hey, while we're on it, since you've got the carrots here, mini carrots or take a big carrot and cut it up?
Either. Whatever's easier.
Whatever works.
Yep, exactly.
These work. Thank you very much.
Thank you.